Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son, and her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be named John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." And so they made signs asking his father what he wished them to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Then fear, immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue was freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was upon him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. So, a special day celebrating the birth of John the Baptist. And it's special because it happens to fall on this day, on the 24th, and when it does, liturgically, those great liturgists who guide us from one end of the year to the other, they're willing to make a shift to celebrate this celebration. That's big. Man, those liturgists, they don't change much. They're dyed in the wool as far as Sunday after Sunday. Why? Because it's all got to fit together. But we skip the 12th Sunday in ordinary time in order to celebrate this, simply because it happens to fall on the date. If he was during the week, he wouldn't get in. But it's pretty important when it comes along on the Sunday to celebrate it. Why do you think that there is such an emphasis on celebrating this, the birthday of John the Baptist? Pardon? Played such a big role. Absolutely. Because it's the greatest image of the role that we all play. Every one of us are to proclaim Christ to the world. And so it's a really important one, and it does get the shift. And we celebrate it on this Sunday because on the 24th, he might have been born a day early, remember, because you go back in the details. The Annunciation and the announcement was that your cousin Elizabeth is already in her sixth month and all of the details. So he might have been born a day early. Who cares? He was born and he had a very important role to play. Each one of us has a very important role to play, and that is getting to know Jesus Christ and then proclaiming him as Lord. But there was a great deal of excitement about it, about the birth and surrounding the birth. There was some great excitement about the birth of Maddie, right? A lot of celebration and spending time in the hospital in preparation. What about the name? Maddie Rose, where did it come from? Rose is a family name. Beautiful. Lovely. But we look at the issue of the name with John. It's amazing. The neighbors. Man, they were committed to naming him, right? Yeah? Hey, they had input. They were telling her, "Hey, you'll call him Zach for sure, just like his daddy. Man, it's a lovely name. Hey, it's in the family, you know, and it's in the priestly tribe, and you're working in the priestly tribe and all of the good details." Elizabeth shocked them and said, "No, John? And they say, you got to be kidding. There's nobody by that name in your family. Where in the world did you come up with that? Are you feeling all right? Really? They had a lot of good input. But that's how neighbors operate. They have a lot of good input, don't they? Well, they have a lot of input, okay? Like my cousins that I was talking about last week, when we would go to the creamery to bring the milk in the morning, that's where we got the message of what was going on. We're much more sophisticated today. But we found out who died, who was sick, who was what, and who was doing what in the townlands around the place when we pulled up at the creamery, because it was very slow and detailed process actually getting the milk in. And while you sat around, that was the buzz. Things don't change a great deal from age to age. We have many more sophisticated ways of doing. We tweet it out now, right? Can you imagine if they had tweeting and social media? Man, this would have been a real buzz. Can you believe that they were calling him John? There's nobody by that name in his family. And then to boot, these people are holy, you know? I mean, these are religious people. They talk religion and they look like and they act like they're very religious. You think there's something going wrong with them? You think they are tripping up? What is wrong with them? And then NBC would come out and Fox News and all of the outlets and they'd say, what do you think of this? They're calling him John? Man, he's totally out of the range. Hey, when I was growing up in Ireland, it was very simple. It was just like that. You know, first boy was named after the maternal grandfather, and so my brother became Patrick Martin. Second son was named after the paternal grandfather, who was John Daniel. It could have been worse, could have been Jack Daniel. And so I get the name John Daniel. And then a month before my mother births me, right at Christmas time, she threatened a miscarriage. And so she made her novena to St. Gerard Majella, as many a great, particularly among the Irish mothers, the patron saint of pregnant mothers, St. Gerard Majella. She made her novena and she said, I'll name him Gerard if he's born well. And hey, here you are. Look at it. Really. And so I was named John Daniel Gerard. It's on the bottom of my chalice that I celebrate Mass with every day, and my mother's wedding ring is on that chalice as well. It's the connection of things. And so when I was coming out to this country and I filled out all of the details and all of the forms, they send them all back to me because I signed them, Gerard, and they said, no, John Daniel. And then my father said, no, it's John Daniel Gerard. It's all of it. And we got to go to the State Department. I was saying, oh, Dad, no, let's not fool with it. Let's just sign it and go. No, we've got to make sure that this is all. And it's on your passport and it's on everything else. And name is important. Name was extremely important in that experience. Because every one of us is named by Him. By God. What is the name He has given you? In your personal relationship with Him, what does He call you when you speak to Him? Loved? Beloved? Precious one? One that I care for? He has named you too. It's celebrated so largely in this passage of the Gospel. Because it is important to know we are named by Him. I have called you by name. What is that name? What is that name that He calls you when you go and withdraw and to be in communion and be in prayer with Him? That's important. And so they address the issue with the neighbors. His name is John. When we don't have hopes and expectations or anticipation, we're going to be regularly disappointed. expectation that he is going to be faithful and that he is going to do. We cannot overemphasize it in the Christian journey. If we have it all covered and we know what the name is and we know what the situation is and we expect the same all of the time, where are we going to change? Where are we going to get change? Where are we going to experience his power being alive? They had the same expectations. It's easy to be in that position. But the Lord had a great little surprise for them. You can imagine the media, the news that it would have made, people tweeting out saying, man, can you believe it? They're not calling him Zach like his dad, man. Something wrong. Something going wrong here. But nothing going wrong. It was that we just don't anticipate that the Lord is really working among his people always, not some of the time. And then you can imagine Paul Harvey, he's going to have a commentary on it. He's going to say, well, there was this certain holy man, he was working in the priestly tribe of Abijah, and it was his turn to work in the temple. And he went as it was his custom and worked in the temple. And when he went back into the Holy of Holies, because he was retrieving the great book, when he went back there, something happened, because when he came out of there, he looked absolutely and totally different. And he couldn't utter a word. He was made mute. The word was he encountered some kind of terrestrial being or had some experience back there, and the being or the entity told him, your wife is going to have a baby, and he laughed at it because he said, you've got to be kidding. You know how old my wife is? She's beyond childbearing age. You got to be kidding. And this angel said, no, not kidding. And because of your lack of belief and because of your unwillingness to trust the plan of God coming true, you're going to have a little experience. You're going to have a little retreat. You're going to be mute during this time period. You're not going to be able to talk. Wow, he came home and his wife said, yay, great, man. God has heard my prayer. Now I don't have to listen to all of this rigmarole. Or maybe she was just shocked too. And John the Baptist, he would say, died during the course of this past week. Now you know the rest of the story. They brought him to the temple. There was great input from all of the people. And they all had it and had assumed what his name would be, but they were absolutely shocked to hear the mother proclaim, his name will be, not his name will be, his name is. Already deigned and designed from the womb, as the first reading from the Deutero Isaiah put it so well. Before I came into the world, he had called me and named me. That's the truth for each one of us. He had called me and named me. And so there at the presentation in the temple, they are discussing with her and saying, surely not. And say, hey, ask your man. And so they asked him, and he asked for a tablet, right? We give him a tablet today, what would it look like? An iPad, right? When I was growing up in Ireland, you know what a tablet was? No. A pill. Everything in Ireland, every prescription, it's a tablet. We say, did you take your tablets today? Absolutely. It's got to be a great relationship in the two of those realities. Take the medicine. Take the pill, take the tablet, whatever it is. He took the tablet, his mouth was opened, and he speaks. What does it say in the gospel? Blessing God. Wow, that was a good retreat he had. It's good for his wife. It's good for him. Really. What a great celebration. The nuances of it are absolutely rich and beautiful. How easily we live without anticipating that God is going to do anything differently. And how hard it is for him to do indeed when we have everything figured ourselves. And that's an age that we are living in. We don't anticipate sufficiently, perhaps, that God is really going to bring about great mysteries in our midst. Imagine if we did know and believe and trust and understand that reality. How different our experience would be. That God has a name for him too. And God has a name for you as well. How do I live in that relationship with him? John's birthday is a little pretty important piece. But my birthday and your birthday are equally important. Because when I get to the understanding that he has named me as well, then I really know something.